When Cole arose the next morning to go to the pond, so did Edwin and Garvey.
"Mind if we go with you?"
Garvey asked, as if he needed permission.
"That'd be great," said Cole. Together, the three headed out single file in the gathering dawn. Although this was only his fourth trip to the pond, Cole proudly led the way. When they arrived, he didn't hesitate. He stripped off his clothes and waded directly into the cold water. He found that by breathing deeply, he avoided gasping as the water rose around his chest. He had already reached the rocks when Edwin and Garvey waded in. Edwin showed no reaction as he submerged, but Garvey caught his breath at the cold water.
"Now I see why you two can't wait to get here each morning," he gasped.
"It gets easier each time," Cole said.
"Too bad I won't be around to find that out," Garvey joked.
The three sat in silence, looking upstream to where the water rushed through the narrow gorge. A cloud of light mist drifted over the river. Cole closed his eyes and ignored the men beside him. It wasn't the same having others here. Being alone was what made this place so special. Cole breathed deeply, once again feeling the icy numbness creep into his body. He opened his eyes once to see if Edwin and Garvey were ready to leave, then reminded himself that he would leave only when he felt it was time. And finally, it was time. With a final breath, Cole opened his eyes and slid off the shelf. Edwin and Garvey remained, eyes closed, but Cole felt no obligation to prove anything by waiting for them. When he reached the shore, he toweled off. He was half-dressed by the time Edwin and Garvey left the water.
"So who's carrying the ancestor rock this morning?" Cole joked. Edwin and Garvey eyed him without laughing.
"I was just joking," Cole said. "I'll carry it."
By the time they finished climbing the hill and rolling away anger, a bright sun had broken through the clouds. They hiked back to the camp, laughing and joking as if they were old friends. Nobody ever would have guessed that this morning marked the beginning of Cole's year-long banishment. Edwin showed Cole how to install the stovepipe through the roof, and then he and Garvey prepared to leave. They took down their tent and loaded their belongings into the boat. Still, they joked and kidded lightheartedly. When all was finally ready, the joking stopped. Garvey pulled out a small package and presented it to Cole. Cole opened it to find a large hunting knife in a leather sheath.
"Thanks," he said.
"That knife is like life," Garvey said.
"It can destroy you or help you heal."
"How can a knife help me heal?" Cole asked.
"Use it to carve. If you discover what lies inside the wood, you'll discover what's inside of you. It helps you to heal."
"But you can never heal completely until you discover one thing," Edwin said thoughtfully.
"What's that?"
Edwin allowed a rare smile. "If I tell you, you can't discover it."
As Edwin and Garvey crawled into the aluminum skiff, Cole called,
"Don't forget to put the spark plug back in."
"It's been back in for 2 days,"
Edwin said, giving the starter rope a sharp pull. As the motor roared to life, Cole helped push the bow off the rocks.
"I'll be out to check on you in a few days," Edwin shouted.
"I'll be okay," Cole shouted back, wishing he believed his own words. He watched the small boat until it disappeared from view. Standing alone on the shoreline, he couldn't help but remember how angry he had been the last time he watched the skiff leave. This time, he felt only fear, and he admitted it. His palms were sweaty, and his throat tightened. If he screwed things up this time, there would be no next time.